Chapter 15. The Psychological Effects of Struggling at School. A day in the life of your child with dyslexia. Being dyslexic invariably means your child faces an ongoing struggle to learn and produce schoolwork every day. This can put your child under immense, enormous, horrendous, and relentless pressure. Nobody except the struggling child can imagine how this feels day after day, year after year, until his or her plight is recognised, if ever. As parents who see their children after school each day, this can be observed basically in the context of good days and bad days. On good days, the dyslexic child's struggle will hardly be noticeable, as the classroom tasks and subject areas are well within their range of capabilities. On bad days, everything comes tumbling down. Maybe they had a spelling test where the results were made public, or maybe they were asked to answer a question or read aloud and other children laughed at them. After difficult days at school, our children will walk in the door under a cloud. And sometimes as parents, this is the first sign we get that something isn't right. The built-up stress and frustration has to go somewhere, and it is often taken out on family members, brothers and sisters, and more specifically, the primary carers, such as mum or dad. Children, as a general rule, begin school fairly resilient, happy, carefree, and eager to learn. They want to be a success. As they start school, they are nervous with anticipation at the prospect of being at school with the big kids, excited to be starting their formal education, and eager to learn to read, write, do sums, and to prove themselves. Unfortunately, for the child with dyslexia, this is where things can start to go horribly wrong. Tasks that seem relatively easy to everybody else are hard and confusing, if not impossible, and your child does not understand why. They try harder and harder to complete their school tasks, the way everybody else seems to be able to, and yet are completely mystified as to why they are struggling. To add to this burden, parents are often totally unaware of their child's struggle, which can create even greater stress for the child. As the struggle continues, other classmates will begin to notice and make comment. Your child with dyslexia will be upset and confused, and not wanting to bring further attention to themselves or to disappoint their teachers or parents, they begin to develop strategies to cover up their difficulties. Alert teachers may notice your child's struggle at this stage and will allow plenty of time for your child to develop. This is because children start school with an enormous range of abilities. Some can read. Some don't yet know their alphabet. Some can count to 100. Some can't count to 10. Some can tie their shoelaces. Some can't find their shoes. Teachers must allow for these differences, and the general rule is that after a couple of years at school, all the children will have caught up, unless, of course, they have a learning disability like dyslexia. As time marches on and years pass by, school becomes increasingly difficult. As academic standards rise and expectations are higher, your dyslexic child begins to struggle to keep their difficulties hidden. On the inside, they begin to doubt themselves and their self-worth, and their confidence levels begin to plummet. They begin to think something is very wrong with them, that they are flawed. This lack of confidence and self-worth can manifest itself in various ways depending on your child. This can be coupled with high levels of anxiety as your child tries to keep their struggle hidden and keep up with their classmates. We all know that feeling we get when we are suffering from anxiety, knots in the stomach, rising panic, lightheadedness, shaky, sweaty, and often an inability to think clearly and act normally. Imagine being able to predict you will experience this feeling at some time every day. You never know, however, when an anxiety attack is going to hit, because you don't know which activity is going to trip you up and reveal your dyslexia, or what the reaction of others will be. It could best be described as living life in a pressure cooker of fear and anxiety, never knowing when the lid is going to blow off and everyone will get to see the contents of your mind and soul. This constant anxiety can eventually begin to take its toll on your child. It becomes obvious and observable in many varied forms. We can't see the feelings of despair and anxiety, but we can see the symptoms of it. A list that may describe some of the symptoms and outcomes of your child's struggle to learn. Displays anger and frustration. Becomes verbally and physically abusive towards family, teachers, students, and others. Destroys possessions and personal property, including school books, public property, and a family's possessions due to frustration and anger. Gets angry with themselves and has meltdowns when they are not coping. May make comment about how dumb and stupid they are. Becomes easily annoyed and angry with others when things are not going their way. Exhibits disruptive classroom behaviour. Will create diversions when confronted with a task they feel they cannot achieve successfully and without discovery of their dyslexia. Becomes a smart aleck to prove they are intelligent even though they struggle with the written word. Refuses to do their schoolwork. Becomes abusive, rude, and outspoken in class towards teachers and students to take the focus off their schoolwork. Asks to go to the toilet or leave the classroom repeatedly to get out of doing schoolwork. Pretends to be ill so they can spend time in the sick room to get out of doing schoolwork. Hides to get out of doing schoolwork. Will not stay at school and leaves the school ground without permission. Skips school altogether. Experiences times of extreme sadness. Has times of sadness and despair when they are inconsolable. Becomes emotionally upset and cries easily for little or no reason. Has periods of time when they experience melancholy and nothing will cheer them up. Has occasions when they do not want to leave the house because they are feeling down. Lacks self-confidence. Constantly makes comments that they are hopeless, no good, or just can't do it. Refuses to have a go, even when there is a support system in place. Places little worth on a contribution they have made. Refuses to attend activities or events because they feel they have nothing to offer. Will not speak up in class, in conversations, or in a social setting because they feel they have nothing important to say. Suffers from feeling constantly embarrassed. Feels exposed when they are in a situation when they feel people are looking at them, always fearing the worst. Feels inferior to others even when they are seemingly equal. Avoids or refuses to be the centre of attention. Won't answer questions or make comments even when they know the answers or have something to contribute. Tries to avoid being seen or bringing attention to themselves. Is lonely and refuses to mix socially or have friends because they feel like they don't fit in or can't keep up academically with the other children, feels exhausted and drained, comes home after a day at school mentally exhausted and drained, struggles or refuses to do homework because they are too tired, avoids practicing reading because they are too tired and would prefer to watch TV or sleep, withdraws, stops taking part in classroom activities, refuses to do their schoolwork, prefers to spend time alone, will complete their schoolwork to the best of their ability, but does not speak or respond unless spoken to directly, goes through the motions of physically being present, but is not mentally engaged in what is going on around them, are feeling bullied by life in general, the system, teachers, and or other students, comments that they hate school, feels as though the whole world is against them, complains constantly about teachers, students, and school and how mistreated they are, has difficulty fitting in and finding friends, will sometimes comment that they have had enough and that they want their life to end, can be verbally bullied by teachers and physically and emotionally bullied by students who have no understanding of what it means to be dyslexic, experiences anxiety and panic attacks, is nervous to the point of being unable to think clearly or act appropriately. Even when capable of a task, their anxiety levels are so high they are unable to perform it. They feel sick to the point of physical or mental illness. Will bite nails, grind teeth, pull out hair, or cause themselves physical harm. Experiences depression. Clinical depression is more than just feeling sad or having the blues. It is more a sense of helplessness and hopelessness over a prolonged period of time. The ramifications of depression can be serious and ongoing. Children who struggle with dyslexia are thought to be in the high-risk category for developing depression. This is not something you can or should try as a parent to manage by yourself. I urge you to seek professional help if you feel that clinical depression may be affecting your child with dyslexia. Why parents are so important when their children are struggling. So now we are beginning to understand how our children might be feeling and how they may personally react to the challenge of being dyslexic. More importantly, it is time to develop some strategies to help them to increase their emotional strength, build their self-esteem, and reinstate their self-confidence. We can assist them to do this by helping our children to change the way they feel about themselves. By building self-confidence, we provide a tool that can lead our children on a journey to personal success, triumph, and happiness. Research is showing that children who are resilient and learn how to manage their dyslexia have better long-term outcomes. Margaret Hardy, Dyslexia Testing Services, Australia. Why earlier assistance is better. It becomes apparent at this stage why it is so important to recognise and diagnose your child's learning struggle at the earliest possible time, whether they have dyslexia or another learning disability. Not only can you assist your child through the learning process, you have an opportunity to help your child to build a solid foundation of self-worth and value. If your child has struggled with dyslexia for years before diagnosis and support has been provided, it may take more time to help them to feel good about themselves. It is important for you and your child to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There are plenty of examples of amazing dyslexic people who have remained undiagnosed for years and have gone on to become incredibly confident and successful people. How we cope with life directly impacts on our children. We all know what happens when we have a bad day and are feeling out of sorts and cranky. Before we know it, the whole family is driving us crazy, and the situation seems to go from bad to worse. Without realizing it, we have created a grumpy household, and it continues to spiral out of control until we realize what has happened and put a stop to it, or another factor intervenes and changes the course of the day. Children feed off our moods, our stress, and our fears. Imagine that in your family, you are the sun, and your children are the planets orbiting around you. Whether you realize it or not, you often set the tone in your household. Your happiness is therefore a critical factor in the happiness of your children. Because of this close family relationship, the way we react to our child's learning disability can also have a compounding effect on our children. In fact, I think you will find that there is a direct relationship between how parents cope with the adversity of a learning disability and how their children learn to as well. This doesn't mean we can never let our family know we are having a bad day or experience a meltdown every now and again. That's life, and it is important that our children see us going through everyday trials and tribulation, then recovering and getting on with it. We teach them more about coping strategies than we realize in this way. Emotional problems like stress, anxiety, anger, and depression tend to become more exaggerated in our children when they are constantly exposed to more downs than ups in their everyday lives. Children need to operate in a mainly positive environment in order to develop healthy coping skills and natural resilience. Remember the way you felt when you suspected or discovered that your child was dyslexic? If your reaction was a negative one, you need to remember that your child will not learn to cope with being dyslexic until you come to terms with the fact that you have a child with dyslexia. Often the best way to learn to do this is by becoming educated and talking to others in the same situation that can offer you support and hope. You need to be able to imagine and foresee the potential of your child and the successful future that awaits them. If you choose to see a counsellor or a psychologist to assist you or your child with this process of overcoming your fears and concerns, you need to be congratulated for being proactive. Try to ensure that you choose one who has an understanding of dyslexia and learning disabilities. You wouldn't go to see a heart specialist to treat an eye infection. The same rules apply to counsellors and psychologists.